an economy of words. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Well, it'll be faster than a speeding bullet and Hi-Yo Silver at the movies this summer movie season. We're talking about some blockbusters coming to the big screen. Will it translate into gold for Hollywood? We're talking with Tom Lyson, president of New Media Solutions and newmediasolutions.tv in Seattle. Tom, welcome back to the program. When we look at some of these movies, what do you think are going to be the highlights? Sometimes the blockbusters turn out to be big flops.
Well, you know, you brought up two examples in the lead to this segment, and one of the things you'll notice about both examples that you gave is that they're both existing franchises. And I think that's one of the things that Hollywood is really depending on this year, is to be able to get in there and tap some of the characters in some of these franchises that we're very familiar with. We've got Iron Man, Star Trek, The Hangover, Fast and Furious. Fast and Furious is on its sixth movie. So Hollywood is investing a ton of money in blockbusters this year. Five of these films have cost more than $200 million to produce. You double that with marketing, and the break-even point is very high, but summer has really kind of become a make-or-break season for Hollywood.
Is it the teenage boys and the young adult men that are still the target audience for Hollywood?
Yeah, that's what they really shoot for in a lot of ways, is to build that habit over a course of a period of years to try to still get people away from their Xboxes and get them away from Netflix and Hulu and all the things they stream, and see if you can't drag that younger demo out to the movie theater. But I think what's emerging in this model now is that it takes such a tremendous effort and such a tremendous investment to do that. Because there are so many choices now, the investment that's required to get that done is so substantial. The movie business, and this probably isn't breaking news, but it really just, seasons like this one just bring it home to me. It's becoming so seasonal. You know, they've got 17 films that are considered to be blockbusters coming out in this summer season. Research by Cowan and Corporation shows that more than 9 have never done well. So there are going to be some big winners, and there are going to be some big losers. But really, this is Christmas season for the film industry and for theater chain operators who really need to get some butts in the seats. They were down last year by about 4% in the summer blockbuster season, and Q1, the first quarter of this year, was down 12%. So the guys who are counting on selling popcorn and soda and all that at a very high margin are really in trouble.
Well, when it comes to losers, After Earth, that's the Will Smith movie, has just been a big dud. I mean, some reviewers say it's the worst film ever made. I guess they didn't see Ishtar. But I mean, seriously, here's a man whose name is gold at the box office, and yet this film has just gotten off to a flop start. What happened there?
Well, you know, that's a good question. In terms of analyzing content or you're having a finger on the pulse of, you know, the viewing public with exit research, that's a little outside my bailiwick. But, you know, I think hits and misses have always been a part of Hollywood. And what's astounding to me, I guess, looking at the bigger picture, is when you invest a couple of $100 million, I mean, think about that, on something that maybe tested well with some focus groups. You got some people in there and said, hey, we like that. And you turn around and look what happens at the theater. I mean, my gosh, you know, talk about a big write-down.
Remember John Carter.
So, like I said, it's summer block and it's summer bust, and we're just going to have to see.
One of the other things I'm kind of interested in is the movies for adults that are doing okay. Great Gatsby, which seemed to get off to a slow start, but that has become a big success. And now we have Josh Whedon, who is known for a variety of movies, but not necessarily Shakespeare, who's got Much Ado About Nothing in a modern dress version that is getting some very good advance views. So it looks as if the market for thinking adults is not entirely dead yet, Tom.
No, and I think that's one of the things that kind of, I guess maybe it sounds like by reading your tone, puts a little faith back into the viewing public. And I think those are, you know, classics that have been remade with modern stars and modern looks. But I will get back to the point, too. Maybe I'm just, trying to make myself feel better about things, but story still counts. If you have a great story and a great tale, those survive the test of time for a reason. Yes, they've been repackaged and made anew, but yeah, I agree with you, Sherman. It is encouraging to see those do well.
We're almost out of time, but is summer still the big time for the movies, as opposed to, like, you know, Christmas for the retail season, for the retail segment?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, is there a holiday season for movies? Absolutely, yes, there is. But this is really the Christmas season for the film industry, how they do during the summer months, especially the big studios who are investing so much up front, really determines their course for the rest of the year. Last year, like I said, they were down, you know, three percentage points year over year from 2011. And there has just been a slow erosion in the studio business of viewership. But, you know, it's a matter of hitting a winner. If you can hit a home run, even if you've fouled a couple off, use a twisted, tortured sports analogy, you know, you can do yourself a lot of good. Disney did it last year with the Avengers, and that's what everybody's hoping for, something to make their year shape up and have something good to tell the stock.
Very good, Tom. Thanks for joining us. Tom Lason in Seattle, president, New Media Solutions.